beginning of Pehei Amud, halfway down the page, beginning of the line, Hayitza. There was this woman, the Ichai Vashua Bedina de Rava. So, somebody was being Teveya, her mammon, and she was denying the chayv. And she, Amar le Bas Rav Chisda. So, I already said that.
The Rabba.
Amar le Bas Rav Chisda, Sir Rabba's wife, Bas Rav Chisda, told Rabba, Yidana ba de Chashuda Ashua, that I know that this woman has is chashed to say a false shua. Right, even though he is also involved. So the word says, Abcha Rava the shua asher kenegdo. So there's a din of hibuk shua, a case where the teveya is mechayev a shua on the nitva, and the nitva is a person who's chashed on a shua. So we don't give the shua to the chashud because we're afraid they'll swear falsely. We go to the teveya and we say, if you are willing to swear that the person owes you the money, you can collect. Okay.
How does that work? There's no raya in Motzei Mamon without a raya.
So, see, we discussed this before. That we have this ironclad rule of Motzei Mamon without a raya. It's one of the most ironclad rules in the Shas. And the more calls it like, you know, it's a klal gadol, right? Betzim, if a person is tevei somebody, b'teshen yachol yishava mashalim. Rumors in tevei Shimon. And Shimon can't swear, so Lachas has to pay. What happened to Motzei Mamon without a raya? Right. So, any case where Zechiyah Shua is looked in Bez as a case where a person bets him as chayiv and they have a shua, gives them right to part to themselves. So it means say that in English that the tevia, which is mechayiv shua, is Motzei Mamon without any rayas. That's what that means, right? So Reuben is Tevei Shimon, $1,000, and Shimon is Mudder Mixes. So at this point in time, if Shimon Mudder Mixes bets him, he owes all the money until he swears. So we say, well, he can't swear because he said any day on that half. So, okay, it's a Toshin Yechol Yishav Mashalim. I mean, that's nice, you know, right? Or if you hold the Bori B'Shem and Bori Odef, and you're Motzei Mamon with the Bori. I mean, but what happened to Adam? Right? So just the fact that the person says, I don't know, and he's a Bori, he says, you owe me $1,000. He says, I can't remember if I owe you anything. Okay, no, Bori B'Shem, Bori Odef, he has to pay. So that the rule of this Kal Gadol B'Din that a Motzei Mamon without a raya definitely has limitations. A Tevia is a very, very powerful thing in Bezdin. And we're not going to let the person who's a Chashid we're not going to let the person who's a Chashid swear because we're afraid they're going to swear falsely. So it's kind of Drabonon. We'll put the Shua on the connector and let them collect. Okay. Okay. Whereas the Zimun, there was another case. Havi Yosri Kamei Rapapa Rav Ada Bar Masna. So Rapapa and Rav Ada Bar Masna were to meet him of Rava, and they're sitting there in Rava's presence. I see Ahu Shtar Gabe. So a star was presented in Besdin. Amalei Rapapa Yadana Be Dishtar Priyahu. Rapapa said, I know that this is the star. I know that the star has been paid, and therefore the three is nothing. Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rapapa, Ika ina shachrina bahadei demar. Do you have somebody else? Do you have another aid? You're saying you were there present when you saw this loan being paid. So you know the star is paid. So was there anybody else there with you? Amalei, so Rapapa said no. Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Rapapa, even though I have you, I have one aid, but aid echad lav klumu. So one aid is nothing. So if a person walks in the bezin holding a star, and his aid echad says that the star is paid, the star is much stronger than an aid echad. So Amrle Rav Adav Ramasta. So Rav Adav Ramasta asked Rava, Lo yehei rapapa kibasra v'chista. Okay, so you relied on basra v'chista and your wife, you know, totally. And rapapa, you say, no, his other aid, like, you know, so he's not as good as basra v'chista. So more answers, basra v'chista kim li begavo, mar li kim li begavo. Okay. I know about basra v'chista, that there's no such thing as her ever lying. I said, Kimberly, I know that never happened. But you, I don't know. I don't know about Rapapa. Okay. Omer Papa. So Papa says, Hashta Domer Mar, now that Rabba said a rule that Kimli Bigave is Milsahi. So that if we have an individual that we are confident about, that we know about, that they never lie, has a halachic significance, therefore, Abba Mar Veri, my son, his name is Abba Mar, the Kimli Bigave, that I know that he never lies, Karana Shtara Apume, so we can override and tear a star based on what he says. The Morse says, whoa, Karana Sokhadaito, you'd be able to tear up a star based on what he says? Allah Morse says, no, not Karana, but Marana Shtara Apuma. Okay, that it can undermine the status of a star. So if a person would come at the Bezin with a star, with a star alone normally is sufficient to collect. So we can't state definitively the star is no good based on an Eid Echad, but we can say that if this individual, the Eid Echad being made as somebody which were Kimle Begabo, that he never lies, we will put the star on hold so we have greater, more clarification.
Okay. The person who has the star, presents the star.
Right.
So, why aren't we mechayiv? Just resolve this by mechayiv shvua on the nitpa, I guess.
Chayav a shvua on the nitva. So, the erech is coming to say the shtar, the going against the tibay.
Yeah.
Right. So I would suggest you put a shua on the tibay and not on the nitva.
Well, I guess I'm assuming that we're bringing into question the Tovea here, right? You know, I mean, if he's presenting a star that's, you know, there's something wrong with the star or that's already collected, whatever, we don't have confidence in the Tovea anymore.
Yeah, we don't give him a dinner with Chashid. Chashid is that we have an established status in the person beforehand, and many times. I don't know, but the normal relationship to a shua is if even a person lies, we're in Bezim, giving him a shua gives him validity, gives him credibility. So there is a din of if Ruben comes to Bezim with a star and against Shimon, and Shimon brings it in echo that it's paid, Reuben swears and collects with the shtar. So Tosfos asks the kasher, says, what's exactly the chiddush of this Gemara? Because even the Ein Echad is somebody who's not a Kimlei Begavei, the Loma Chakra, that's what would happen. So what's happening over here has to be more than just a shul, because it would be just a question of a shul, so that's the regular rule. There's an Ein Echad, can I get a shtar? So the Baal HaShtar swears and collects. So that's... So Tosfos says the chiddush over here is that would require a person who is valid for edus. The chiddush over here is if it's a karev, which is not a bar edus, normally the kimle begavei would generate the same equivalent status as if they'd be having a din of an ed. The other person, the tamei, would have to swear to be able to collect. Where if we had it not been a kimle begavei, so then we just would have ignored him totally, and he would have collected. So it's not edus, because not a valid edus related. And that's it. So the Kimlei Begavei generates a Chiyuv Shvua. Okay. Okay. Zakrashi. The Chiyuv Shvua. So your Adam Toiva Momin, he kafaris. Somebody who's being tevei her money and she's denying it. So Rabbi's wife told him that I know that this woman is a chashid a shua. So Rabbi was mahapik the shua actually connected. Tevaya saw yishava bito. So we give the one who's tevaya the right to swear and collect. Tanan ve'lo nishma menarlin she connected the chashid al shua. The Mishnah says there are scenarios which Chazal said you can be collect through a shua. Normally you. The midrash to the more the Mishnah says that all of the shuas on the deraisa level are always shuas to become potter. There are three shuas deraisa, which are the shuas of mother mixes. So Reuben today Shimon's mother mixes. So Shimon swears and he's potter. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay the half that he's denying. If he swears, he's potter. Eid Echad, Reuben Tzvei Shimon, and Reuben has an Eid Echad that Shimon owes him money. Shimon swears against Eid Echad, and he's potter. Person gives somebody an behemoth to watch, to a shomer, and then the animal dies. And so he claims it was an oinus, and the shomer claims it was an oinus. He swears, and he's potter. She was a shomer. So those are the three was the rice. So the Mishnah of Elanish Poyman, Chazar Mitzak, in certain cases you can swear and collect. And one of them is Shekinet HaKashal HaShua, when the other litigant is the Nitva is Chashad, Chazal said, okay, Mr. Tevaya, we're going to not let you collect unless you swear. Tosfos asks the Kasha, if a person who's a Chashad HaShua, we don't allow it to swear. So it's a simple case. It's Toshad HaKashal HaShua Mashal. Reuben's Tevei Shimon in a way which Shimon has to swear. And Shimon is a person who's not allowed to swear because he's a chashid. So then he can't swear, he has to pay. So why does the other person have to swear to collect? So Tosfos says, Tutsurutsim. One teretz is, it's called the Rabbanan. So, right, so imagine a person who's a chashid. So, I mean, he's not the nicest guy in the world, but he deserves to be protected also. So we have a person who's established to be a god. He was caught in a ganeva with Adam. So now he's a known god. So we don't allow a god to swear. We don't. A person who's been established to be a god can't swear in business. Fine. So now I know that. So I walk over to the god. The god says, I know you're down and out. I'm willing to lend you some money. He says, okay, so lend them $100. I walked to Besson tomorrow, I asked him for $1,000. He says, no, it's only $100. Oh, you better mix this. He says, you know, Michelle, and pay me $1,000. Now, you see, I did that, and you'll do the same thing to the guy. The guy doesn't have a life anymore. So we say, oh, fine. Ryan Gold, you want to collect him? He goes, hey, but swear, I'm not going to swear. So I need to protect the chashid, and also we shouldn't take advantage of him. Tosfos says, one shot. The other shot Tosfos says is because. The Tetchenach Shabbat Shalom means within the context of this this tviya, there's something wrong. We hear that it's a general problem. He says, I'm willing to swear. I'm not any yochel shava. I'm willing to swear. You bezin won't let me swear. To share any yochel shava means I can't swear. I cannot swear because there's something wrong in the case. It makes it impossible to swear. I say, I don't know. So you can't swear. You don't know. That's not the shua has to be to deny the other person's claim. But here I'm ready to swear. The Ganav says, you bezin won't let me swear because you're worried about shua. That's your problem. I'm ready to swear. So I'm a yochel shava. That's his other teretz. So we have a chassid rabbanon shkenet the chashal shua. We say that if the chashid is chayv shua, we give it to the teveya to swear and collect. Okay, Zimman Pamacher says another scenario where the Rapapa says, I know that it was paid, and he wasn't accepted. So I said, I'm not like kibasu chista shemanta. By her statement, you gave the woman who was the nitva a status of a choshed. And me, I'm saying, I know the star is paid, and you're ignoring me. I'm not as good as Rabbi Basra Chist. He says, yeah, her, the Kimmel Gabot, the Mashaka, I know that she won't swear, but you, I don't know. The Papa says, aha, so I'm deriving over here a rule that in case you have a Kimmel Gabot, so Quran of the Shtara. So the Moor says, Karana, you tear up the star. Karana says, Chodaito, V'chia echa neman lahoitzi star chosim miyad ha-matzik boi. And Enecha is believed to the extent that a validated star, you can take it away from the one who has it. Fukim Moeno, betray Binan, taking away that right, that power of that star is the equivalent of being Matzi Momen. That needs to wait. Someone says Murana. Well, you stock a glikvus by Sishtar, but umikranami lo karana. We're not going to tear it up, but we're not going to. Bezin will not get involved to use the star to collect. Right, the person can bring all the proofs, etc., and the bezin will accept that. If the person is typhus with the star is valid. You can't. If the person will be typhus with the star, he would keep it. The bezin can't get involved to do that.
It seems that the case of Basra Chista is quite interesting. I guess two perspectives. I mean, one is that it seems like, generally we say a woman is not a valid aid. And second of all, I mean, we're talking about a Beis Din here. And Rava is just like one person on the base then.
Right, so the first one, like you're raising a good point. The point that you see the din of Kimlei Begave is beyond the, it's not a regular din of Aedis.
Yeah.
Right? Because an Eidach Kenega the star, leave me turn this aside for a second. Pasha Eidach Kenega the star doesn't do anything either. It's a more powerful status. Regards to the bezin issue, I don't know. Either the case was that they had been mekabel rova as a yochin mumcha, so he doesn't, or the two other balei din, also the two other dayanim also had a kimlei bekave. I don't know. Okay. Is that the Gemara? Hay itza di chayv shua bedina de Rav Bibi bar Abaya. So there was a woman who was, again, somebody was tevei her, and she's chayv shua, and this was in the bezin of Rav Bibi bar Abaya. Amar lahu ho bal din. So the other party said to the bezin of Rav Bibi bar Abaya, Tasi v'tishtava, I want her to come and swear b'mosa b'mosin, the Bach puts in, that back in my city where she's known, because efshar the mitzvah umodia. So I'm claiming that she's willing to swear falsely. I don't trust her, so I want her to swear back in the town where everybody knows her and knows the story, and she'd be much more over there, she'd be much more inclined to refrain from the Shuvah Shav, and she'll be Moida and not swear. Okay. So that was his taina. Amar Lahu. So the woman said to the Bezdin, okay, the Kasuli Zachvasa Ki Mishtavana Yoivili. I want you to write up a document from the Bezdin that once I swear, I will be relieved from any claim that he has. Okay. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Barabaya Kasvula. So Rabbi Barabaya said to the cipher of the Beis Din, that's a valid request, and we should write it up for her. Omer Rapapi. So Rapapi said to Rabbi Barabaya that what you're doing is wrong, because it looks like you're validating that her claim is valid, or her side is valid before she's sworn. So it's not true. It looks like you're citing the Beis Din citing something which is not true. So he uses like a comment to respond to it. Mishum the asisu mi muloi amisu mili mulyasa. Just because you came from a people which are cut off, Abaya was from Beis Eli, and Beis Eli died young. So you came from the family of people which, you know, get cut off early. So you're going to say a thought which is it's not a full thought. Because what's wrong? Omer Rava said in a different scenario, but and we're going to compare it, that there is this concern of a Mexican Shikra, that it looks like Beis Din is signing it something which is not true. What did Rava say? Hayashrata the Daini. The Mikhtava Mikame the Nachvi Sadi Achasimus Yodayu is Psula. So person comes with a star, so you want to validate the star. So validating the star is called an Ashrata the Daini. The Beis Din is being ma'asher that the star is valid. So what do we write? We write that write on the documents that we were sitting as a Beis Din, and the Edim so-and-so and such came to testify about their signatures, and we saw that their testimony is valid, and then the Dianim signed. So they want to write up that language before, and not have the Dianim sign, but they want to write up that language before the Edim testify. So when the Edim testify, I'll be ready to sign right away. The problem is, it says over there that we were sitting as a Beis Din, and such came and testified in front of us. So we're writing up that statement before it happens. So the Rebbe says the problem of Mexican Shikra, even though they're not going to sign it, even though the Yonim won't sign that statement until after the Edim testified, you can't even write it. You can't write it beforehand because it looks like you're doing something which that Beis Din doing something which is not true. So we're also Hachinami Mexican Shikra. So this idea of writing up that now the language they're going to write is she doesn't want that they're going to write that when she swears because that's part of the question. She wants that they're going to write a language that says that this woman swore and therefore now she's potter, and they'll put it in the hands of a third party, and when she swears she'll get it. She's going to leave the Beis Din, go back to City X, swear over there. She wants a piece of paper. The piece of paper can't say in the language of the future because it wasn't help her. Right? She'd have to every time have to prove that. Right? So she wants the document which says that she swore and she's potter. But they wrote it before she swore. Right, so it's a mechzik shikra. You can't do that.
Is that something that can counteract what was said before that this person is choshed on shua? So this is a document that she's not choshed on shua. And it's not a question of writing a document before the event, just reinstating her status.
Okay, that's an interesting point. I guess with him, it doesn't sound like she was necessarily a choshed in this scenario. I'm not sure what the law would be in the case of a choshed, but she was just asking that the other person was mechayev reshua. She said she's willing to swear. He just asked for another layer that they should go back to the city and swear over there. So she said, I just want my statement from Bezin that I swore and I'm potter. So she's just asking for the regular statement of Bezin that she swore and that she's potter. But they're writing it up before. So Rapapi said to Abaya, to Rabbi Barabayo, you're saying this thought, which is like this is it's a half baked thought. Half-baked people say half-baked thoughts. It wasn't a very complimentary statement. Okay. So we're worried about this Mesik Hashikra. So the Gemara, but less this complaint of that Rabbi Rapapi had against Rabbi Rabbaya is not true. Meet Rabbi Nachman. Based on something Rabbi Nachman said. Don't worry, Rabbi Nachman. Omer Hayyur Meir. Meir Shita is that a get does not need to be written lishmo. The Chalma hold that when you write a get, the get has to be written the shame of the woman. So we need the commands of the husband. So he wants to divorce his wife, and then the bezin has the right, then the sefer has the right to write the get. Rameh holds that there's nothing wrong, so the, you know, the the sefer was practicing writing gittin, and he wrote, you know, the so and so, the man's name and the woman's name. He made up some names, you know, and then he threw it out into the trash. Comes along Reuven Ben Yaakov, and he sees over here this get, you know, with his wife, his name and his wife's name. He says, "Great, I've signed the divorce her anyway. Save myself the cost of writing up." So Meir holds its kosher. Feeling so bad, even though you found it in the garbage, and you signed it for the purpose of being a get and gave it to the woman, it's kosher. Now, that leaving aside the lishma elements, right, the language of a get is written in the language. The language of a get is written is a language of the husband talking. So how can a sefer write the language of the husband talking? Because he was told to write by the husband. So therefore, when he writes it, he's writing it the language of the husband talking. So here, this get was written, nothing to do with the husband telling him to do that. So leaving aside the lishma issue, there's a problem of a mechzik hashikra. It says, I desire to divorce my wife, and this is dating, you know, it's not true. I, Reuven Ben Yaakov, he didn't say any of these things. The Chama will argue, only argue because there's a pasuk who says, with cost of law, Chazal Darshan, with cost of law, lishma, that the ksiva has to be written lishma. Our Bashar Storis is Mardele, but other Storis, they accept Remeir's din. For example, Domer Ravasi, Amr Birchan. Star Shalom by Uporoi. So Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and they write a star. So Shimon writes a star, gives it to Reuven. Reuven gives him $1,000. Then Shimon says, "You know what? I changed my mind. I don't need the money." And he pays him back. So Reuven gives it back. The star. So now Shimon has the star. Reuven has his money back. Pharaoh's letter to Shimon says, you know what, I really do need the money. Would you mind lending me the money? She says, I want a star. He says, I have a star here. So he takes the star, which is written, and he says, okay, Reuben gives him the money. Shimon gives him back the star. So can you do that? Star. So the dates are, everything is emes. So a star which was used already, so you cannot reuse it. Why? Because a star is not just a piece of paper, it's not a proof. A star is a document which generates a shibud. The shibud that it generated was for the first loan, and that act of that shibud was played out and paid up. So it's the power of the star has been used, so that you cannot use the star a second time, even though everything it says on the piece of paper is emes, but it needs to generate a shibud. It can't generate a shibud a second time. Versus time of the nimchal shibudoi. The only problem we have is because of the nimchal shibudoi. But the fact that the star was written not for this loan, it was written for a different loan, doesn't bother us. Lachashina, we said not worried about Masik Shikra. So we see that this Masik Shikra is we have Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan saying that they're not cautious of Masik Shikra. And therefore, even though Rava said that the Ashrat of the Daini should not be written beforehand, that's Rava's Shita, but there's definitely other Rav Maroyim, which hold otherwise. So Rabibi Barabai is not wrong in not being worried about Mexican Shikra. So Grashi. Kosel is a kosel. I want you to write up Shaposi Ladin Meniftarti Hamena Beshua, that I came to the din and through my shua I became potter from him. So it's going to be written in the past tense. So he said, do it. So Rabbi said, you came from Mimuloi, base Eli Shane Kruse Yomim. So Rashi says, the first child Rashi says is they came from base Eli, which they died young, so they were kusa yom, and their days were cut off. Rashi Belinera, the lashon of Mumaloi is gavnunim balimumin. It's the language of their balmum. Why are they balmum? Shein chayim shekshabani adam. In the sense that they don't have a full life, so that's the mum that they have. So lashon is not a lashon of kriisa, of cutting off, it's a lashon of mum. Lashon, you find shokol mulya mashadi benotza. So there it means like a cloud of earth. It's like a bent piece. So it's not a misshapen piece. Ashrata is lashon chayzik kamar yayasher kachacha. So Shrat is lashon of something is miyasher. It's being that this is valid. So what is a Shrat of the story? Kiyum Ashtar, that's referring to the validation, the act of validating Ashtar. Shekhoisin, they write, the Shekhoisin the Yadam, the Yadam write the quotes. The most of thoughts are Havina. We were seated as a seating of three people. We also Pliny, so the two Adam came, Vasidu, Achsimus Yudayu. Testified about their signatures. We're going to be ma'asher and be mekayim the validity of the star. So that's the language of the Ashrata. So they you want to do that before the nichvu sheidu zek sav yodi, before the person will testify that this is my signature. So Rava said it's not, you can't do it because Mexican shikra. So if that's true, so we're also, Rapapi said, Litab Nishma Ploinis with Ayla Nishma, you're writing in the past tense that she swore when it didn't happen yet. So Morris says a case of we see from Nachman, we're not worried about that. And from Birchan also we had a star, Shalom Aboy, Uporoi, Babayam. He used the star for a loan and he repaid immediately the same day. Beloved boy, you cannot reuse the star. Philip Abiram, even though it's the same day. There's not a problem of the star being dated in the wrong dates. It's we're doing a loan on this day. It's still, you can't use it. Why? When the loan was paid up the first time, the power of the star was used up, and that's it. Menim says, "A milva hasheni, milva peh, better government of the kuchas," which means the second loan doesn't have a lacha of generating a shibud, which means that that it's only milva peh, which is not cut from the kuchas. But it looks like if you use the star, it looks like it was a milva star, which does cut from the kuchas, and that's not fair. So you can't. By using the star, giving him the star, you'll generate a reality which is not a luchically valid. But you see, the master Keshikra, Lokashina, the Keshikra, Shlanitav al Milbazu, it was not written on this loan. It's not a problem, Lokashina. Unless there's a true, not a problem that looks like something which is incorrect, but rather there's something truly not valid, like over here, it's an Infl Shibura. Taisus dons over here. Taisus dons in a few places. Halakha L'maaseh, do we pass the Mesek Keshikra or not? What do we do with the din of Mesek Keshikra? Leave it to Emes. So we pass the Mikra din by Aksuva. Writing up the ksuba, so in the ksuba it says all the shibum of the husband. It says with kanina, and we were mekabel kinyan from the husband and everything that it says. So you'll sometimes find that they leave that blank, and after they actually do the kinyan, they fill the word with kanina, because otherwise it's a master kashikra. You can't write with kanina before. On the other hand, when the Adam will sign it, it'll be true. You wrote it beforehand. Is that a problem of the star? Mikra, that it's not a problem. You know, Mikra, that it's not a problem, because we hold the Mexican Shikra that we're not worried about. So you could really, really write up the whole Suba, including the word Vikanina, beforehand. We'll do the Kabbalah's Kenyan in front of Adam, and then Adam will sign after the Kenyan. The Adam can't sign unless it's true. So that obviously you need to wait until afterwards.
But in practice, we generally do write in the.
I've seen both ways.
That's the source of. There's an aleph and it's not completed that aleph.
So some people they leave a letter, they write the word with kanina. If you got a fancy ksuba,
that's my question.
So either it'll be full written in, or it'll be written in, and only like one of the letters has to be completed. So, and they give you a fancy pen sometimes to make sure you do it the right way, you know, whatever. As a Masada Kedushin, I don't prefer that option, you know, I have this gorgeous ksuba and I have to figure out to make sure that I fill in that right, you know, there shouldn't be a mess, you know, like, you know, okay. Helgabra the Gemara. The Afkid Shev Marganisa the Tsar Besedina. He was given a pekodin of seven pearls tied up in a handkerchief. It is Mafkid Bey Rebbe Miyasha Bar Berei Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. So he gave it as a pekodin to Rav Miyasha, the grandson of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Okay. Shachav Ramiyasha Veloy Pukid. So Ramiyasha died without giving any directive in regards to this package of the seven pearls which are tied up in this handkerchief. So comes the Mafkid and says, "I want to get them back." The servants say, "We don't know. Maybe they belong to him. Maybe they're ours." So Bezin has to be. There's a concept of taninin. Bezin will act as the representatives of the servants and say, "You know, You're coming and claiming, so bring some proof that it's yours. Well, maybe it belongs to the, maybe you're a ganav, you're a liar, and it belongs to the assignment. So the Gemara also came there about me. He said two points. Number one, the Danabe Bermiashia Barbaray the Yeshua Ben Levi the Leomid. I know that he was not wealthy. These types of stones, it did not make sense that he owned them. Okay, and second of all, that the Tevei over here was giving Simonim, he was tied up in this, says, he's saying, your father has seven pearls of mine, which are tied up in this sodden, etc. Like, how does he know that? If they're not his. So in this situation, the combination of these two arguments will allow him to collect. The Mor says, however, the simon is works if we're talking about a person who does not generally enter the house of Riyasha. Person who enters the house regularly maybe happened to notice it one time, so the simon doesn't prove anything, and therefore it wouldn't work. Maybe you're saying, well, Riyasha wasn't rich. Yeah, but who said it was him? So the simon would not be valid. Okay, so Rashi. Shemar Ganisa Tsar Basidina, Shemar Golius, Suras Besadin Echon, Hivkir Biyar Riyashi. So he gave over these seven pearls into Riyashi to hold. He did not give any directive before he died. Shechatwasa Misa, he died suddenly. They came to Rabami. He went to Rabami to get it back. We don't know. Maybe it was our fathers. He said, number one, I know he wasn't rich. And gave Simona. He said, they're in a handkerchief, and there's seven of them. These are Simonim, which, how would he know otherwise? Okay. It says over here, so, one second. The rule of Taninan is, we claim for the assignment whatever the father would say. So Miyashi is here, is alive, and he says, they're mine. So assuming Rashi, you're not rich, give it back. We wouldn't say that. We'd say, I don't know. He's Mitzvah Lebarai, he has it. And you can't mention him just because, well, it must be you're not rich, must be that they're not yours, it must be he has it because I'm claiming they're mine. I bought them, you know, and one day I got a Yerusha, he didn't know about it, it's mine. So if that would be true, that Miyashi, had he been alive, would win in Beis Din, why doesn't the rule of Taninon kick in and say that we're Taninon for the assignment that maybe their father belonged to the father? So Tosfos says the assignment Taninon does not allow us to tie a milsa de l'shkicha. So under the circumstances that Miyashia should be the real owner is probably the uncommon occurrence. Probabilities are that it was a pekodin. So the come along has to be Tanina and something which it's not shkiach to happen, Bezin will not do. So the person says it. But the Bezin should say, let's be chosher that maybe the unusual occurrence happened and therefore they have a right to keep it. Bezin will not get involved and do that for the assumption.